live studio audience at Simplay in Hauppauge, New York.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to In the Girls' Corner. I am your host, Carrie Steller, and I am here with my guest and friend, Chrissy Yandoli. Chrissy the Doll Yandoli.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I love that I'm here right now.
I'm so excited to have you here. To interview people is great, but to interview a friend of mine who I've known for a long time is just even better.
We were talking about how long. We're just not going to bring it up, but it's quite some time.
Super long for us, you know? And Chrissy's an amazing person, and she's a very talented writer. Chrissy's a professional kickboxer, an MMA fighter. She just had a fight last Sunday, for Bobby Campbell's kickboxing show, Jackhammer Fights. So tell us a little bit about that and how it came about, because I know there was a lot of mishaps and...
Bobby actually reached out to me probably in December. He wanted to have me part of his April show, which is like his 10-year anniversary of having shows. So I was like, absolutely, I think I could be ready by then. And then an hour went by, and I was like, what about sooner? Can we get me on one sooner? And he was like, yeah, I have a show in January. And I was like, okay. So we got a couple of opponents. A few opponents had backed out, which happens a lot. And then we finally had Lisa Blaine, and she had an injury about a week out. And then Destiny Quinones stepped up. So it was still a great match.
You know, and you guys are both awesome chicks, and, you know, not to mention that you're both very good looking, which always helps. You know, who doesn't want to see two pretty chicks that are just badass in a cage or a ring going at it? Now, you and Destiny had met before in a fight, but that was under MMA rules.
Yes.
And it was an amateur MMA fight.
Yes.
Okay, so this was kickboxing, which is way different.
Totally different.
And you had come off of a bit of a layoff.
Yes, I had my last fight was actually almost to the weekend 3 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. That's incredible. And I have to ask you, only because I've had injuries myself, what is it like going through all of that and coming out on the other end and actually being able to fight and get back in there again?
I've actually had now 3 knee surgeries.
Holy shit.
So my first knee surgery I had, I was... the recovery is horrible. It was like 6 month recovery, but I was back actually in the cage a year to the day of my surgery.
Wow.
And then my second knee surgery took a little bit longer. My rehab, it was a different, the other leg, and it was my right leg. So it just didn't take, it wasn't as good. And, but I still got in the cage, like, I think it was like a year and 3 months after my, like from my surgery date. When I hurt my leg the third time, it was actually playing soccer. Of all things, you know, sports I don't get paid for. So my surgeon yelled at me for that one. And he was like, stop playing sports you don't get paid for. It was playing soccer, like rec soccer, not even any like good soccer. And I had to take I couldn't actually have surgery for 6 months. So it was like I had 6 months in between before I even had surgery. And then we had surgery. And then it was another like 8 months like recovery time. And then I kind of like, I don't know, just being a girl of a certain age, maybe, kind of just, like, talked myself out of fighting and didn't think I would be able to do it. And then one of my old trainers actually called me up, Tommy Patone, and he was like, can you work with, like, this girl? Her name's Kelly Boyle, so shout out to Kelly.
Tommy's awesome, too.
Yes, and I was like, I don't know, like, I haven't sparred in, like, forever since I left Thailand, which was, like, 2.5 years ago, you know? So I went down and I did some work with her and I was like, oh my God, I'm not as bad as I thought I was going to be. And actually on the way home from that night was when I called Bobby.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So I went from training for an hour to signing on to my third pro fight.
To I want to fight.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Now you've had a very extensive fight career before that.
Yes. My amateur career was super extensive. I started fighting when I was about 19. And back then, as you were saying before, with New York's rules, it was just, it kind of fell under martial arts, not so much boxing or anything. So I pretty much fought like every weekend. So if you even tried to like look up my amateur record, you probably won't find one.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know it.
I'm not going to lie. I tried just to see. I was like, I wanted to know so I can, you know, I like to know what I'm looking at and who.
Yeah.
Because I know you, but I didn't know your amateur record. I just know that you've been fighting for freaking ever.
I know I have one draw.
That's it.
Like, I remember that one because I was like, that's BS.
I'm going to erase that draw like yesterday.
And I think, I mean, obviously I still have a couple of losses under there. Yeah, I don't know. I've my amateur career in kickboxing, I've had over 50 fights.
That's amazing. That, especially when you're fighting almost every weekend.
Like, it was just like wherever. And then like, I would just travel. I went to California, like, and I would just fight. Like, I started with American kickboxing, which I don't even really know if that like exists in the world anymore. And it's really just like all kicks above the waist. Like, I don't even really know if they do that anymore.
I don't think so.
I don't know. But that's how I started. And that's what like most of my fights were. Like I said, it was kind of run by karate like that.
Okay.
But, like the shows and stuff. So like, I think that's how they got away with doing a lot of it. And then it would be like, all right, so they want to fight in California. It's a Sancho card. And I was like, what's that?
Oh, wow.
And they're like, throws and leg kicks. And I'd be like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember I fought this girl. She was actually one of Kung Lee's students.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that's his sport.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I was like, whatever, I'll do it. I never even threw a leg kick before. I never even took a leg kick before.
Oh, my gosh.
She kicked me in the legs. I was like, oh, it hurts.
But I like it.
But whatever, let's do it. Like... So that's, like, kind of how my career, like, started.
Okay.
And we just kind of went wherever, and I would, like, there was no, like, looking up your opponent, you know? Like,
yeah.
Now everybody has tapes and, like, whatever. There was none of
that.
Oh,
yeah, you can really look people up now and see how they operate.
You can, like, look, I don't even do that anymore. Like, I don't do that because I'm so not used to doing it that I feel like it kind of, like, freaks me out a little bit if I do it. Some people I know because I've seen them fight. Some people I don't know because I don't know who they are. And but I hate that whole like aspect of it.
Oh yeah, I would rather just get in there and you gotta just do it and see what you're made of. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Like I feel like when you're fighting, like you got to do you. You can't plan your game plan around that. Like it's your game plan.
Yeah.
It's your fight.
It's your fight. Exactly. And if you're worried about fighting someone else's fight, we've seen that happen. You're not going to win.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm. Case in point, it's really, that's as big of a case in point as you can get. She completely baited Ronda into her fight and Ronda's coach allowed it, you know, making her think she was the best striker in the world. So that was a recipe for disaster. If anybody saw that,
that's something else.
Yeah. And I love Ronda Rousey. Everybody knows that. She's my homegirl. She's birthday's the day before mine. So I just have a special love for her, you know,
you guys are almost like twins.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, almost. We have that stank attitude, so gotta love her. But you know, it's just, it's very incredible to see where your career has gone and how far you've come. And I know how you actually got into kickboxing and how you decided that you wanted to do this. Tell us about that.
The first one or the second time?
I'd say the first time.
So the first time I actually like did it when I was like, I said like 18, 19. I didn't even know kickboxing existed. I didn't like know it was a thing. I was super athletic in high school. Like I was in all different types of sports. And then I was out of high school. So in college, there's like, I went to Suffolk.
There's
really not much you
could
do there except for like take gym. So
that's true.
I went to a show like with a friend of a friend. They were like, oh, my friend's fighting. Let's go do. I'm like, what do you mean your friend's fighting? And it was at Sports Plus.
I went to one there too.
Yeah. That's how long ago. Like, oh, I just dated myself.
And it's okay. We get it.
So I walk
we get
in
it.
And like.
Y'all might not.
Yeah, they probably don't. And I walk in and I'm like, oh my God, this thing is crazy. There were so many people there. There's this huge ring. Like the energy was insane.
Yeah.
I sat down and I like literally think I watched with like an open jaw, like
this actually happens.
And I couldn't understand why there was no girls doing it. I went through the program. I found a gym that was like kind of close to me that had a fighter in the fight. And I went to them on Monday and was like, I want to fight.
That's amazing.
And I fought 4 weeks later. Obviously, we see a pattern.
Chrissy likes to fight.
I just like to jump into things.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I kind of feel like you have to.
You kind of have to.
You know what I mean? Like testing the waters, it's not the same thing as jumping in a pool and, you know, kind of getting in leg by leg.
Yeah,
and slowly.
You just dive in.
You have to with anything in life.
I feel like that.
You know?
That's pretty much my whole life.
Hey, any chick that could go over to Thailand and train, that's a whole nother world. How was that?
Amazing. I've actually been there twice. I was lucky enough to go the first time, and honestly, I'll never forget, like, coming home on the plane, I remember, like, gluing my face to the window, and I was like, I'm never, probably, ever gonna come here again, like, suck it all up, like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I was like, suck it all in, like, the last couple of seconds, and then about a year and a half later, I got an email from, Tiger Muay Thai to, like, come and try out for their team.
Wow.
So I was able to go back, and, That was really amazing too.
That is, and Tiger Muay Thai is like one of the best.
It's, I mean, it's like a village over there. Like, it's, they like have a road name after them.
Yeah,
they're great.
They're amazing.
It's just like a whole different way of life. Like I would call it home. Like, so my hotel or whatever, but I would call it my house.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh, my house is over there.
It's over there, down the street.
I would walk to the gym every morning. I would get to train like 3 times a day. You could walk home, go in the pool. Like, it's just like geared, like, for fighters. Like, it's just geared for like that kind of like lifestyle. There's like no, there's no work. But well, yeah, when you're staying there. I mean, if you live there, I'm sure it's slightly different.
Some kind of work.
Yeah, but like, there's no work. It's just like, wake up, go train, eat breakfast. You know, go back, go train, eat lunch, go back, go train, eat dinner, jump in the pool, go to the beach. Training on the beach, not so much fun.
That's amazing.
It gets very sandy.
I'm sure, and it gets a little hot, which makes it even sandier.
Well, Thailand is like, their seasons are wet and dry.
Like a billion degrees.
It's not cold or hot. Yeah. It's like always hot, and it's either wet or dry. But dry really isn't dry. It just means it's not raining. Like, that's all. That's just not raining that day.
So amazing. That's somewhere I definitely...
You have to go.
Yeah. Like, there's a couple places that I definitely, especially doing this, that I want to and can actually... I have that ability afforded to me, which is really nice. I got offered to go to... I'm still going to... thinking about it. In 2 weeks to go out to California, to L.A., they're having one championship, is having a huge media week there. And they invited MMA UK, and they're like, you want to go? They're like, is it close to you? I'm like, L.A.? It's only across the country.
You're like, no, but that's okay.
He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, no, it's way across the country. I'm like, but I might want to go anyway. You know, it's Eddie Alvarez, Demetrius Johnson, and I think Sage Northcutt are a big part of it. Yeah, they're great fighters. It'll be, you know, I said, if it's for them, I would definitely, like, jump on that in a second.
Just the traffic.
Why not?
I hear about L.A. traffic.
Oh, that's going to be a bitch. But as long as I'm near wherever it's going to be.
That would be good.
Yeah. And then, like Chris Cyborg's having this amazing women's retreat that I would love to go to. Unfortunately, it's, like, in a week. And had I, you know, planned it out better, I might have been
able to. Is she doing it in Thailand again?
No, she's doing it at her gym in California,
Pinko. Because I knew she was doing something in Thailand for a while. Yeah. Like, she was training there, but I feel like she also did. I could be wrong, but I feel like she had, like, a women's thing.
She probably did, and it might be, like, a yearly thing, because it's apparently she does it every year. It's Pink Belt Fitness or something, she calls it. But they're going hiking. I'm like, man, I want to go hang out with Chris Cyborg for a weekend. She's one of my favorite people. She's such a nice...
You should have went hiking with her.
You never know. That might end up happening anyway in the next week or so. But I got to interview her.
Just
she's
do it.
Just like fantastic. Just jump into it. Just go. And you know what's funny is because she was saying that. She's like, I have people from all over the place coming.
That's
so
awesome.
I might. And, you know, it's I think they're actually staying within the gym and the facility because it's a whole retreat. Like a whole, you will sleep together, eat together, you train together. That's it, you know, which I love. And I love that there's a lot of stuff for women coming out. And I know that you're going to be part of a women's kickboxing class.
Well, actually, no. I'm not really part of it. So I don't know if it would
fix that. That's all right.
Caitlin, the blonde fighter from UFC, she's actually just started a women's kickboxing class at my gym, which I really feel like is awesome because I actually get messaged like all the time, like, are you comfortable at your gym? Like, how do you feel at your gym? Like, being a girl. And my gym, Long Island MMA, I love it. No one ever makes me feel like lower than them or anything like that. They never make me feel uncomfortable. It's great. I always tell people, though, like, find a gym where you're comfortable at, especially as a woman, because there's really not, like, there's like a handful in every gym you go to.
Absolutely.
But the women's class that she started, I feel like, is really great because it gets them like a little comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's a beginner class, like, all levels are welcome, but it's a beginner class, and it's good to get them, like, comfortable with being in that kind of atmosphere because being in a fight gym is totally different from, like, being at, like, a regular gym.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, it's just the atmosphere itself is, like, totally different.
Absolutely.
You know, guys walk around with, like, little shorts on and no shirts. Like, that don't really
usually happen.
Like,
you have to be okay with that. You know what I mean? They just walk around with, like, teeny tank tops. Same sweatpants.
Yeah, like, but like not in the MMA gym.
No,
they're either wearing pajamas, like full out like gi, or they have nothing on.
It's actually
so
I love
have to get
it.
Used to it,
and it is, and I love it, and it's so funny because like I actually had to get used to them wearing spats. I had to get used to guys wearing leggings. I was like, what is this? Yeah. I didn't get it at first, and I'm like, how is that even comfortable? It's got to be considering.
I mean, we wear
they
them.
All.
But
But they have a little bit, well, you know, whatever. Like, that's why I'm like, is that, can that be comfortable? But I guess
I
mean, it's gotta
I think it's
be.
Like their, like, leggings are made for that.
I'm sure they have the little give.
They have, like, an area.
A little give. Like a little give in the area. They gotta have something. They gotta have something that goes on. Because there's no way they gotta be comfortable like we ran. I could not see that being fun.
They're slightly different.
just a little bit. Just a little different.
Just a tad.
It's amazing. Who else do you train with over at Long Island MMA?
Ryan LaFlair is actually like our head coach now. Dennis Bermudez is out of our gym too. So is Chris Wade. He's in the PFL.
Dennis retired, right?
He did.
Yes. I thought that's what happened, and I was so excited because he's such a talented fighter, and he went out on such a great note.
He really did, though. He really did. He's got two boys. He retired. It was just something he was... I didn't really know about it. Like, you know, everyone always says it. Like, you just have a bad day, I guess. Like, yeah. I've said it.
I'm done fighting.
More than one time, and here I am. Destiny retired.
Yeah.
The day that she took the fight against me.
And it was so weird, because all of a sudden I thought...
And I wrote on it.
Yeah. I thought you put up a picture from, like, your... I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, does that say... I'm like... And I messaged her immediately. Like, I knew you weren't going to be able to stay along that.
I was glad that she didn't retire.
Me too.
I was.
Me
not
too.
Not even for like our fight, just like in general, because she's a super talented fighter. So that, I'm glad that she did it.
And you know what?
We all retire. It doesn't mean anything.
Sooner or later, everybody does. But I also really was glad to see her come back, because at the end of the day, she went through a lot of heavy shit with her trainer. And I'm not, because her and I are going to have a whole talk about that on
a
whole show. But she did. It was nice to see her actually be able to get back in there, because, you know, and this is like for me, when you see young girls train with their, you know, with their coaches, and they get a little too close, and I'm like, you know, I get a little nervous, because I'm like, that could be detrimental to your career. Yeah. Especially
luckily,
if they're
that's
not,
never been in my
thank
situation.
God.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful thing, because you need to be able to walk into a place where you don't feel like that's going to happen.
Exactly. And that's why I always tell everybody, go for a free trial. Every gym has a free trial.
Yeah.
Feel comfortable and then make your choice.
Absolutely. Because it's just, it is a problem, and you do need to feel so comfortable. Because I've walked into so many gyms. I've interviewed fighters everywhere. And there's very few that I've walked into and not felt.
When I actually went to Long Island MMA about 8 years ago, I've only trained at two other gyms before, and one I was at for a very long time. So when I was walking into Long Island MMA, again, not knowing, like, I was, like, my gym was my family, but we just had a break up.
Yeah.
I actually threw up in the parking lot. Oh. I was so nervous. I literally was like, oh, my God.
Oh.
But, yeah, the minute I walked in, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like,
but
Ryan
you know
was
what
like,
that
what
happens?
Are you doing? I'm like, I got a fight coming up. He's like, all right, let's go.
But it does happen. I mean, I've gone to Law MMA a gajillion and 10 times. I've been there
me
so
too.
Many times. And then I went, Richie Cranny, he's one of the founders, or is the founder of Wimp to Warrior, contacted me. And he's like, you know, I know you did an interview with Brad Pickett and a bunch of the guys from Wimp to Warrior. We were hoping to get a media person in one of the seasons. And he's like, would you be willing to do it? And I said, well, right now I'm coming off a crazy shoulder injury, and I'm just waiting to get a couple things ironed out. And as soon as I do, I would love to do it. And he's like, can you come to the tryout? Just to show people that you could be an everyday person and do this. So I'm like, yeah, no problem. And he said that he goes that you see people that'll sign up for it, and you see them get to the gym, and you see them drive away. And you get to the gym, and you see them drive away. Because they get nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
You know, and I was, believe it or not, a little bit, because I've gone there in this capacity doing work, being an interviewer, doing journalism work, but never to go there and train. So when I went there, it was really funny, and who was doing, Tony Ritchie, I think, was doing the strength and conditioning part,
mm-hmm.
And he looked at me 2 minutes into it, and he's like, you've done this before, Mike, a little bit. He's like, really, you trained? And I'm like, you tell me. And he's like, oh, you definitely did. He's like, you got high knees better than everybody in here. I'm like, thanks, I try. So it was actually easy for me, because I've done, you know, kickboxing. So I kind of knew all the stuff that they were going to test me on, agility and everything. It was awesome. It was once I got over the nerves.
They have a good gym over there. They do.
Once I got over those nerves, I was like, this is great.
Yeah, but I mean, it's intimidating, especially like I said, especially for a girl walking to a gym full of half naked dudes.
I was the only girl in there too. So it was like, really, when I walked in, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. But it actually was. It was great. And it was great, like, being able to outlast the guys, you know, doing laterals. Like, you see them all, like, you know, one
That's
guy's
awesome.
Walking outside. Well, I remember the first time I ever did them, I couldn't walk the next day. I was like, why did you have me do that? Or 2 days later, my legs were just jelly. It was so weird.
It's always 2 days later.
Yeah, it was 2 days later that I couldn't even walk.
The next day you're like,
oh. Yeah, that was nothing. And then all of a sudden you can't get out of bed.
Yeah,
and you're like, whoa, where did my calf muscle go?
So if you work out on the Monday, like take off Wednesday.
Yeah, because my calf muscles were gone. It was like they were just liquid at that point.
Definitely, especially getting back into it.
It's incredible. And I'm excited because I can't wait to come down to that class and do that with with Caitlin. And if you're going to do that, that's going to be amazing too
we'll
see you
there.
I think it'll be great. I've been wanting to get it back into it more and more and more. Not competing, just to be in good shape.
The fitness level. And like, just if you want to learn kickboxing or jiu-jitsu or MMA or any of the elements that go into it, just because you walk into one of those gyms doesn't mean you're a fighter.
Exactly.
I think 10% of our gym are fighters.
Not everybody gets in there to fight. It's so true. Yeah, and that was a stipulation with the Wimped Warrior. They wanted me to get in a cage after. I'm like, listen, my arms are...
Not everyone there. Like, especially like the jiu-jitsu guys. Like, they're just there to train.
Yeah.
A lot of the kickboxing guys. Yeah.
It's such a great... It's a great community
of people.
If you want to
fight, great.
Let's do it.
But if you don't, nobody cares.
I do want to spar again, though. You know? I do enjoy sparring a lot because I like hand-to-hand combat. So for me, just even be able to spar, I think it'll be...
Because you're Rhonda's twin.
You know.
So you know.
You know, because she can't punch for shit. I actually joked around. I don't know who I was talking to, and I was like... It might have been my friend JP. I was saying something. I'm like... I feel like, and I know this is going to sound really incredible, I feel like if I got in there with Rhonda, I could not compete with her in grappling whatsoever. But I feel like she's that arrogant that I would have no problem beating her on her feet.
Well, I have a theory.
Her arrogance is just insane.
So I have a theory that if you are great at jiu-jitsu, it's very hard for you to be good at kickboxing and boxing.
It's true.
But I feel like if you're good at kickboxing and striking, it's easier to transition to ground.
It's two different worlds.
But
and I've done both.
If you look
amazing.
At Rhonda's striking, she's very robotic.
Yes, she doesn't.
But now,
have
if you
movement.
Look at Holly Holm's jiu-jitsu,
and it's getting better. She's improving. It's amazing.
Always, but like
amazing,
her jiu-jitsu even from the beginning was still fluid.
Yep.
Maybe she didn't know.
Yeah.
Everything, but
yeah.
She was still fluid. Where you take the ground
Absolutely.
Girl and stand her back up, and she looks like Rock 'em Sock 'em Robots.
Absolutely.
You know? So, but if you like actually test that theory a bunch of times. But,
it's,
you know.
Yeah, it holds some order.
It does. I mean, then there's always, like, the athletes that are just, like...
Super crazy athletes.
Yeah, like, that. It doesn't really matter what you make them do. They'll be amazing at it.
Yeah.
Stick them in bowling, and they're getting 300s. You know?
Yeah, no, that's the one thing I can't. I can never bowl. I can play pool. I'm a competitive pool player. I play phenomenally. I play in tournaments all the time, but I cannot bowl. Can't throw darts either. I've tried that so many times.
You have to, like, cover the eye?
Yeah, no, I end up throwing it at the wall. Like, I'm like, you guys just step out of the way from the board because you might get
hit. I don't think I've really ever, like, played darts.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It was just like, oh, here's a dart. Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Like, never played it.
Yeah, no, it's not so fun.
Bowling?
Have you ever played pool?
Not well. Like,
really? I'll
yeah.
teach you. We'll go out there and hustle some guys.
All right.
Take them for the
money. I can somewhat bowl.
All right.
No,
okay.
I mean, again.
I could throw it between my legs.
Oh, no, I can actually bowl.
I'm like, I could throw it between my legs and we could play like that. I'll bumper pool or bowling. What is it called?
Oh,
the
bumpers?
Let's
yeah.
do it.
No, I can actually, like, one-handed bowl.
I'm super
bowl.
Impressed.
Yeah.
We're good. I want to come watch you go
no
bowl.
300s.
I'll come and just, like I said, I'll do, like, the weenie bowling, you know? I'll
yeah,
just go like a little
they,
kid, like, meh, I could do it.
They have the other things. They have, like, the slides.
I do. I could do that,
you
could
do that. You'll get a strike.
Oh, my gosh. And I'll feel great. Let's go. I'm down. I like doing fun stuff like that. I like changing it up. And, you know, that is a big part of life is having more than one thing to do. And you don't just kickbox. Well,
no.
You train all the time. What do you do outside of fighting?
So, I have a full-time job. I'm actually a salon manager.
Which you've done for a very long time.
Yes. I've actually been with my company... almost 17 years.
Well, I was going to say, when we met, you were
yeah.
there.
So, yeah, I've almost...
Now we just aged ourselves.
Yeah.
Now we did it. We done
but
did it.
But I started
it.
There when I was, like, 4.
Yeah, so she's...
You know.
Yeah. We ain't that old.
I was super young when I started it. So I manage a hair salon now, and I love my job. It's great. I used to bartend, but fighting for me, like, I was actually asked one time, like, what's your, like, escape from fighting? It's the opposite for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting is my escape from like
work.
Real life. Just like life. You know, like that's what I love to do. That is my fishing or my hunting or bowling.
Playing pool. Being a competitive pool player, yeah.
You know, people, that's my life. Yeah. You know, I'd rather, like, when I'm finished at work all day, like, I go to the gym. I actually work my work schedule around my gym schedule.
That's amazing.
I'm like, oh, I'll work late this day so I can go in the morning.
But you can, so that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but I love it. But that's my favorite
thing. Yeah.
If I could just literally work out all day.
You would.
And somehow make that, I mean, people, but like.
I'm sure you can make that, girl. We'll be working on that.
But then it comes work, so it's like where does it,
absolutely, you work in a pizza place, you begin to hate pizza.
Exactly. Well, I don't like pizza.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
It's my favorite. Well, one
I'm
of my favorites.
Super picky.
Like, all right. Oh, where you have it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're Italian.
Yeah.
I get it.
Super picky.
Yeah, I get
like,
why.
Like, there's real pizza, and then there's fake pizza.
Well, that's
pizza.
What I was going to say. For an Italian, it's a whole different ballgame.
And then,
for
like,
a person like me, I'm a mutt. It's like, well, pizza. No, I actually do have my particular places, but I get that more
crazy.
For you.
I'm super crazy with pizza. But I actually, like, my guilty pleasure is, like, Domino's Hawaiian pizza. But, like,
I was going to ask you what's your guilty pleasure, because
I
like to ask every fighter
that. Real pizza. Like, that's
it's
fake
not.
Pizza.
Yeah, it's that's not real pizza. Pizza. It's like, what's Elio's? Not real pizza.
Yeah, no, it's not real. It's just, like, I'm going to order one the night
I've
after
never
my
had
fight.
Pizza with pineapple.
No, it's really good.
And I just started getting into pineapple. I hated it when I was a kid. Now I just added it on something the other day.
I'm like such a weird person. Like, I don't like mixing foods. Like, a really, like, that kind of, like,
right?
I believe in lunch condiments. And I believe in, like, that lunch condiments should not be used on breakfast food. Like, I don't like people who put hot sauce and eggs on their,
makes no sense.
Yeah. Ketchup and hot sauce on their eggs. Like, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But pineapple on my pizza.
I love you.
All the time.
All day long. All bets are off if you bring Chrissy a pineapple pizza.
I love it.
Don't forget that.
Well, it's, and the ham. It's got to be like the
can
Hawaiian
you pay me
one.
In pizza?
It's really good. It's so good. So that's like my, like, that. Yeah, that's my fat meal.
That's amazing.
I'll eat the whole thing.
That's amazing.
I don't care.
Good for you. You can, and you can afford to. Now, you also work with a very interesting company, and the reason why I want to bring that up is because you guys have a lot of products that have to do with holistic
yes.
healthcare and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So,
I actually am a distributor for It Works Global. That's actually what helped me lose like a bunch of my post-surgery weight and helped me get a lot of my muscle back, obviously, along with my training. That's not, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't a magic pill, although it'd be lovely if there was one out there.
Facts.
we are plant-based. They are organic, as organic they can be. Non-GMO. They have vegan things. They have dairy-free. There's like a bunch of different products. They have weight loss stuff. They also have skincare. We have like the a whole line that supports keto diet. They're amazing, and because of working with them, actually, it's helped me afford my training,
which is amazing.
Back.
And that's amazing that you have something that you actually enjoy doing to help you with what you love doing.
Yeah, it's been so long. Like, I always had such a hard time, like, one, finding, like, protein shakes that I loved, like, I actually wanted
to
drink. Two, finding protein shakes that weren't, like, I'm just, like, a low-carb person. It just, I don't push it for anybody. It just works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a protein shake that was, like, high in protein but low in carbs and sugar, like, that's not $3,000 for a month. You know, it's just like when you have your particular diet and you know it works for you, it's great to have a product line that actually like
helps and works,
like supports and like with what you're doing. So I love that stuff.
And you just got back from a whole weekend.
Yes, it was a conference.
Conference.
It was like a conference for It Works. We were in Tampa with all my mom friends. Hey girls, I know you're watching. It was like, it was actually like my post-fight trip too.
You looked like you had such a great time.
I did. We did. It was great. They put together like a really nice event. And like, a lot of it is like, what's the word? Motivational speaking.
Which we love.
Yes.
I'm a big perpetrator of that.
Me too. I share the memes all the time.
Yep. Yeah, we do. I'm always like, Chrissy, you have the best friends. So uplifting in the morning.
You have to like start on a positive note.
Facts. If not, it's just
going to
be a crappy day.
Go to bed angry or something. No, I'm kidding.
You know what? The best advice my aunt ever gave my sister and her husband was never go to bed angry.
No, you shouldn't.
Because you wake up angry.
And then you have bad dreams and you get mad at them because you feel like they cheated on you in your dream. Yes. Like they were just sleeping the whole time. And
I've woken up pissed off at people. I'm like, why am I mad at this person?
The best that I, the most angry I ever was mad at, this is actually hilarious, like from a dream.
Are you Phoebe from Friends when she got mad at Ross and she couldn't figure out why for
15
days?
No, I knew exactly why. Like I woke up and I was pissed. I had a dream that I was at work and I got pizza from my favorite pizza place and a fruit punch. And I had dreamed that my boss drank all my fruit punch. I was mad at him for like 2 days.
You are Ross from Friends. Okay.
I knew exactly
why. Did you
why.
Eat my sandwich?
I like saw him the next morning and I was like,
don't you beat my shit.
Don't drink my fruit punch. Like, he's like, what? Like,
I love you.
I was legit mad for like 2 days about it.
That is hysterical.
I'll never forget. That was a long time ago too, and I'll never forget that.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. Well, you know what? I mean, not only that, but your subconscious has a way of like not, especially something like that. Like,
I mean, I guess out of all the things that you can dream about and be mad
it
about.
It could be worse.
It could be so worse.
It could be, you know, you could have a murderer running after you in your dream. Yeah, wake up like scared.
Someone drank my fruit punch. Obviously, I love food like and sugary things. Like this is obviously what it's about.
Not don't feed the models. Feed them, please. We like food. I'm a big foodie, anybody that knows me. And that's, I love asking. I really do. Because, you know, people have a misconception that fighters are just always regimented with their diet. And a lot are. But to know that you have, like, a little chink in your armor that, you know what, I do
oh,
like some real
to.
Food.
I mean, I feel like I'm super lucky now that fighting at 125, like, I don't cut weight. So I can
yeah, you
have
are very
those
lucky.
Guilty pleasures more so than often. That wasn't always the case for me. You know, I used to walk around slightly heavier.
Okay.
Luckily now I've kind of figured out for the most part, like my diet and like my routine of like sticking to where I am. Mm-hmm. So like day of weigh-ins, I had breakfast. I had lunch.
I had breakfast.
And I still came in a pound under.
That's amazing.
You know, where I'm looking at fighters and they're like, I'm so thirsty. I'm like, oh, I just chugged a bottle on the
that's
way.
That's why I think that's amazing, and I commend you for
but
that.
But I also find that, like, for me anyway, in stand-up, it's totally different. So MMA, where I'm not as comfortable as I am in kickboxing, mm-hmm. I used to cut a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I was always fearful of, like, the heavier girl laying on me, you know, since I don't cut,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So I, like, my dream weight class is, like, 120. Or 118.
Okay.
But it doesn't exist.
I was going to say they don't have that.
Nope. But that would be like my dream.
To
find
out.
Because like everyone cuts weight.
Because that's not a ton of weight to cut for you.
Right.
That wouldn't
be
like an incredible amount. Yeah.
You know, maybe six depending on the day. With all these MMA fights, like, oh no, all fights. And the day before a weigh-in, which don't get me wrong, I like the day before a weigh-in just because you're not starving yourself the day of
no,
the fight.
No, yeah, you could actually fight feeling pretty decent.
But I feel like a lot of people, and it's come out, obviously. Like, we actually have talked about it. People cut too much weight. Some of the, like, I feel like guys that have wrestled their whole life, like, they can cut weight, and they can cut weight well.
Yeah.
And they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Because
that's
it's
ingrained
kind of like,
in them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, something they've been doing forever.
Aaron Pico said that when I interviewed him the last time. He's like, it's just...
And that's
since
what
I was a kid.
Been, right, and that's what they've been doing. Like,
yeah.
Cutting weight for me is it's hard but easy. Like, I walk or I'm in the gym all the time. So for me to cut like 5 pounds, it's a lot of weight. Five pounds, you know.
Yeah.
And but some of these, I commend you, wrestlers. I don't know how you do it.
I
get
either.
Hangry. I'm not nice. I get super cranky. I get super mean.
Me too.
When I don't eat and when I don't sleep. Those are two times. If you ever see me cranky, I'm either tired or I'm hungry.
So either offer Chrissy a pillow or a snack.
Or, yes, just
cookies?
A snack.
Do you like cookies?
I do.
I'll bring you cookies. I'll know. Anytime I see you and you have a little face, I'm going to be like...
Yeah, like if I'm like...
Smile, please.
Normally happy. I'm normally always happy. If I'm not happy, I'm hungry or I'm tired.
Yeah.
So like those people that are cutting weight like that,
I don't
hats
know
off
I
to
it.
You. I cut weight, like I told you
yeah.
before, I cut weight to 115 once. I literally got on the scale... I looked at one of my teammates and I said, remind me of this moment if I ever say I want to be 115 again. And he was like, Okay.
Because I don't.
It was horrendous. And like I said, I wasn't doing it the wrong way. Like, I was coached through it the whole way. It was just...
A lot. Yeah. That is. That's a lot. And especially when you want to feel good the next day.
Oh, I crawled into the ring. The cage, whatever. I was like...
I'm here. But I made it.
But I showed up. I fell asleep that night in my mashed potatoes. Like, I made...
You were face down?
Literally, like, I made, like, this big thing of, like, sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And I sat, like, my little... And I had a whole meal waiting for me. Like, because that's, like, my ritual. Would be, like, weigh in, go home, and, like, cook. Eat.
Yeah.
Not, I like to cook, so it would be, like, both. It'd be, like, cook, and then eat it. And I literally had, like, so much waiting for me, and I just sat down, and I was super excited, and I started eating my sweet potatoes, and I fell asleep. And I woke up so pissed.
Like, damn it, I made that for nothing.
I didn't get to eat the rest of my food.
That is hysterical. And I could see that being a thing. I mean, at the end of the day, you're depleting yourself. I mean, yeah. I have a friend I had a friend that had a sodium dump right before his fight and couldn't continue his weight cut and went to the hospital. He's like, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
From a sodium dump. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, anything can happen. And I kind of think that... I implore, I love that word, but definitely. I think that the athletic commissions should, they should definitely rethink weight cutting, and maybe have fighters walk into the cage, maybe no more than 15 pounds than what they're weighing.
Oh my God, I couldn't even imagine weighing 15 pounds more.
And there's people that weigh like 20, 30 pounds more. I have to be more. Like, what do you put on? Like, right? What do you put on that? Like, it's amazing. Like, Chris Cyborg takes, she cuts an enormous amount of weight. So she gets in there at least 20 pounds heavier the next day, which...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
insane.
I think I weighed myself, like, right before I left for the fight, and I was 125.
Yeah, but so it's just
like,
not going
to
happen.
I can't even gain weight. Like, not that... Yeah. I don't mean to sound like that. Not that I was... I eat super clean the night of the fight, you know? So, like, you don't want, like, that bad... Like, that your body's...
No, you don't
want to
feel sluggish.
Exactly. You know? But it was just like, oh.
That's amazing.
But I've cut weight before where, like...
You felt it.
You know, like, I've gone in heavier than what I was, but never...
That much heavy.
Maybe 5 pounds.
Yeah. But they should. They should have some kind of a rule. They should. You can't get on the scale and get in the cage if you're an enormous amount of weight heavier than your opponent. It's just... Sometimes I just feel like it's not right.
They have to figure out something, but I kind of don't... I don't love same-day weigh-in.
I don't either.
Maybe they should shorten the weight classes.
Yeah.
Especially for women. I feel like it should be, like, a 7-pound weight class.
They need to make more. They do. They need to create.
Like, break it up.
Yeah. UFC will probably never employ that because they don't like the women. Right now, it's a weird time in MMA with women in the UFC.
Oh, yes.
I'm seeing a very bizarre path that's going on. I know that Amanda Nunes, somebody talked about her retiring. And then I heard something about her wanting to get another belt. So, like, is she going to go down to 125?
I don't think.
Can she? I mean, I'm sure she can, but, like, healthily? You know, like, that's incredible. Yeah. The only person that can do that is Valentina Shevchenko.
Well, Valentina doesn't cut.
I know. I love her.
Like, at all.
I know. She's one of my favorite fighters in the world. She's
awesome. She's a striker,
did you train with her in Thailand?
No, we missed each other. I mean,
she's the best.
Not that she knew that she was missing me.
But. She's beautiful. She's so talented.
I knew I was missing her, but,
And you would, you know? And she's got her sister, Antonina Shevchenko, who they were the first sisters signed to UFC, which is incredible. I love
that. Yeah, they're amazing strikers. Yeah. Obviously, that's why I like them.
Incredible.
But she doesn't cut at all. Yeah. So she could... probably do 3.
Oh, she could. Valentina.
She could do 115, but I think it would hurt her just because she's never cut before.
Absolutely. I think she should stay. I think that she's in a really good spot at 125.
She should just stay where she is.
I don't think anybody's going to beat her at 125. Not for a while.
No, I think she's good. She's set.
Because she was able to, like you were saying, transition from striking to jiu-jitsu, and her jiu-jitsu was pretty freaking on point for a girl that was like a serious Muay Thai fighter for years. You know, like, you look at Joanna, who trains at American Top Team, and they have some of the best jiu-jitsu practitioners, like, ever. They have some really great talent out of there. And her jiu-jitsu game isn't even close.
I don't think she personally concentrates on it.
And they said she was. I'm like, there's no way. Because you can't not grow leaps and bounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think her... I mean, I could totally be off.
We could.
She's an amazing striker. She's an explosive. She's powerful. She's fast. She's like in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of her ground training, I mean, if I was her, would be defense, not so much offense.
Yeah.
So,
and she has, you could tell her takedown defense
like,
is pretty
good.
She's
had pretty awesome.
Actually great takedown defense.
Right. Like that's
one of the best in
work.
Her weight class. Yeah.
Like I would never want to, I'm really amazing at striking. But
let me go
what?
Continue that.
Let me stop doing that and be really amazing at jiu-jitsu.
It's true.
It's going to take you so much longer. So you might as well just get like the basics, realize where you want to be. So
absolutely.
She doesn't want to be on the ground. Some of these girls that she's fighting are black belts, brown belts, you know.
Yeah.
She's a white belt.
Yeah. It's incredible. And people don't realize you could be that white belt and in the UFC. You absolutely can.
100%.
Because you could go in a straight Muay Thai fighter and, you know, you obviously are going to learn some kind of something going into a gym. You have like Kayla Harrison, who is an Olympic. She was the first woman to win 2 golds in the Olympics for judo. I've interviewed her. She's an amazing person. She's so sweet. She's a PFL fighter. She's going to be their next champion. I actually hope, I'm hoping, Chris Cyborg, if you watch this, please go to PFL. It'll be the best thing that you ever did. And Kayla was saying, she's like, you know, people say, oh, you're striking, you know. And she's like, listen, I'm growing my striking every day. She's like, I know how to grapple.
Right.
I know how to do, you know, she does jujitsu, but she said, I'm working on what I need to be working
right.
on.
And
that's
and
her striking.
As Joanna, like all I would ever focus on is
just
defense and standing up.
Yeah. And getting back up.
And getting
absolutely.
Back up.
And she's mastered. She's at least, I think, in my personal opinion, mastered it. Because you look at, like, I don't know if you watched the Khabib Conor McGregor fight.
I didn't.
It was, to me, it was incredible. And that's only because I love Khabib's athleticism. A lot of people don't like his fights because he's just, you know, will take
you
down and
layer. I've seen both of them fight.
Yeah.
So I know how he fights.
Well, it was incredible, right? Because
I think I went to bed early that day. I'm not gonna lie.
I do that all the time. It was incredible. And the fact that, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, Conor McGregor's going to beat him because he's been training his jiu-jitsu and, you know, he's been brushing up. I'm like, listen, against a guy like Khabib, you need to do a lot more than
just
brush up on your jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go and remap your whole entire MMA career and go, maybe I should just focus on that right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is what it is. And I said to see how far Khabib's gone and, like, how much he's evolved and to see the only significant strike the really significant strike that was thrown in that fight was thrown by Khabib, and he knocked Conor down. Conor didn't throw one amazing strike in the fight. So
he's
I was
another
like,
one. Like, he's a lot of, I mean, I'm not going to talk
no, about No, I will say it for you. He is a loud mouth. He's in all sorts of trouble right now.
They both are, aren't they?
No. Conor's in trouble.
Because he did that bus thing?
Even outside of UFC, we'll talk after because I don't want to bring too much of it up because we're one.
I'm like, the bus thing?
I've been told that I can't even talk. There's a couple things I'm not even allowed to discuss. Like, we, MMA UK, we have not released any comments on a couple of the things that's going on with him. Because, first off, unless you know, you're supposed to have three, in journalism, you're supposed to have three credible sources and super credible before you put out anything. So
not that any media people really
are anymore, are they?
Nowadays.
No. So, we like try to hold ourselves at a different standard. And, I said to Peter, I would not, because one of the guys was like, oh, I want to write an article. I'm like, don't. Don't put it out. You don't want to be the only one. You know what I mean? Don't.
Nobody else is, obviously.
Don't do it. Exactly. Now, I'm super excited to see Rose Namajunas is fighting Jessica Andrade.
Thug Rose.
I love her, but I also love Jessica Andrade. I have such... She is just such a talent. They both are.
They both are.
So I don't know what's going to happen in this fight.
I don't
either.
Because
they're both a freakish talent.
I'm not even going to lie. I love Thug Rose.
She's amazing.
Just because I love her.
I love that she shaved her head and no fucks given.
No, like, I just want to put her in my pocket.
Zero
fucks
given.
Walk around with her.
Yeah.
Be like,
she's amazing.
She's like my little, like, Polly Pocket.
She's
like,
amazing.
That can kill you.
She's amazing. And I don't want to see her lose, but I do want... I've been wanting to see Jessica get that title forever.
I got chills when she,
forever. When she beat Joanna.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh,
she
was,
needed to.
I wanted her to.
Everybody did.
Again, I like Joanna too.
Yeah, but she was an asshole.
She's
she was being a dick.
Like
really super.
See, like, I don't even really pay attention to that.
Oh no, she was being
like,
super asshole.
I'm like,
oh,
she's a striker and she's a really pretty striker, but like,
yeah.
How do you not like that, bro?
She's amazing. There's a video of her singing, "Can You Feel the Love Tonight" to Pat Barry, and it's hysterical. The way
they're like, funny. Like I've seen like videos of them. Like I just find them like
they're
just cute and funny.
They're an adorable couple in MMA.
They're cute.
And there's a lot out there. You know, it's funny because a lot of people. I hear people all the time ask me, like, oh, do you date MMA fighters? I'm like, I personally don't.
Same.
Have I? Yes. Would I, if it was in the right situation, like, I would like to get, date a guy that was, if it was an MMA fighter, retired. Somebody that's not training anymore. Somebody that maybe is like higher ups or owner of a gym and not a fighter. But I'm also 40 years old. So good luck finding somebody that's a fighter that's 40. That's like, you know what I mean? I get hit on by 26-year-olds and it's terrible because I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm going to fucking destroy you.
I don't think I've ever dated a, like, date, like, no. Yeah. Like, I've never dated a fighter.
You don't shit where you eat. And that's my personal, 100%. What I say to people all the time. Because I don't want to be known as a girl that dated fighters.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm like, now I'm way past that. So I'm like, I could if I wanted to, but, you know, I get asked all
the
time.
It's nothing personal. But no. Like I said, for me, in my life, that's like my, like, that's like my favorite place.
So, like, why would you want to mess up your favorite place?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And right now, I don't really date. I don't really have time for that shit. Me neither.
Me neither, girl. I am like a year and a half not dating, and I'm happier than I've ever been. And that's, you know, you got to be happy. You got to be comfortable.
I have my new Jeep. Like, I'm good.
And Chrissy has not only that, kickboxing. It works global. She has so many good things that going on in your life that you do need to have. Now, my escape from life is pool. Only because I couldn't kickbox for years and I couldn't go back to training. I couldn't do jiu-jitsu. I couldn't do anything that I loved. So I said, you know what? I got to compete. I have to compete.
You should try to come back.
I'm going to.
Look at me.
No, I'm coming. I'm coming to train with you guys.
Because I can do it.
Well, I'd love to train with somebody that's injured that knows, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm injured. Let's not hurt me. But
that's always like number one. But usually the girls I train with are like great like that.
Yeah, I definitely want to come down to you guys' class, to Caitlin's class, either on a Monday or Thursday. You said,
yeah, she does a Monday and Thursday.
Okay. Because I just got, I don't know if you know, he's so cool. He's an amateur. His name is Cena Acevedo. He's amazing. His real name is Chris, but everybody calls him Cena because he looks like him.
Gotcha.
But shout out Cena. He reached out to me and was like, you know, I don't know if you ever want to train again, but, and I'm like, I do. He's like, we want you to come down. I'm like, I'm down. I'm down to go, you know, check out everybody's gym. I'm not privy right now to one place because, you know what I mean? I just want to be able to share the love and give people, promote people. You know, that's like what I love to do.
Yeah.
And I could then go out and say, well, this is what I loved about, you know, this facility and training with these people. And
then if people ask you, you have like kind of, you know, what's going on.
Actually, it's exactly. It's a beautiful nice thing. It is. It's nice to be invited and in the loop. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I've done a ton of seminars, and that's always a great time. We did, but Andy Sauer is like one of my favorite people.
Oh, I don't know.
He's a Dutch kickboxer.
Gotcha.
He is amazing. He's just one of the coolest people on earth. He was there. Liam Harrison was there. He's a Muay Thai fighter.
Okay.
Dutch kickboxer. He does all that. I had interviewed Kevin Ross, and they're all into Muay Thai and Dutch kickboxing, all of them. It's crazy. Lord Zilla, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's from Thailand. Amazing. So it's really been really great being invited to all that stuff because I get to, like, immerse myself in the culture and the, you know, like, it's...
You should come back.
I have to. So tell us a little bit more about Long Island MMA, because I know we got off on a tangent and
I know.
About everybody that's there and who you train with and everything.
I train mostly, we have so many fighters out of there, amateur fighters. A lot of them are fighting this weekend at Triton.
Okay.
I think we have 5 guys actually fighting out of our gym.
That's amazing.
On Triton. We had 4 at my card.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Sack fought like 2 weeks before that.
I love him.
So
shout out Andrew Stock, we love you.
So that's like 10 fighters.
That's amazing.
And all different.
Like, yeah.
No one was, no doubles on like the same card. That was like 10 guys, and there's still others like just fighting within like 4 weeks from the same gym.
And there's two, you have two different facilities, correct?
Yeah, there's Farmingdale and Islip. We're in the Gold's Gym in Islip. I go to both of them.
How cool is that?
I love them both.
Yeah, I think that's great.
And like, you know, like it's just, I don't know, both places are home. Like, there's nothing, like, everyone's like, which one do you like better? I'm like, no, they're the same.
I was going to say, I don't even think that they could, you know what I mean?
Because it's run by the same, homes,
yeah,
you know?
That's amazing. And to have two facilities
One's one
great.
Way, one's the other way. Yeah. Like, that's really
facts.
It.
Facts. And you train with Jillian DeCourcy, who's awesome. I've interviewed her 100 times. Jillian, we love you.
She's on vacation.
She is one of my
I just got home, so I shouldn't really
Yeah, look at you guys. You're like... Like ships passing in the night, you know what I mean? You're going, she's coming, you're going. I don't know if she has a fight booked yet for Invicta, which
she's been working on it, I feel like.
I cannot wait to see her back in there.
I know.
And she fought, last time she fought my friend, Alicia Zapatella.
On like a day and a half notice.
Yeah, and I said, I'm like, you know what? I'm it impresses me for both of them. because she gave Alicia the opportunity to still be able to fight and took on a huge, you know, they both.
We all know how that is.
Yeah. And they both took on a big undertaking on each other. You know what I mean? And that was actually it was one of the better fights I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, no, she killed it. I mean, she's great. She's awesome.
Such an amazing fight. And she's such a nice girl and she trains everywhere.
Yeah. I train with her usually. I see her on Wednesday mornings. We train together. When she's not in Florida or Ireland or somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. She's all over the place. It's amazing.
Like I said, like I should talk. We just miss each other.
It's amazing.
She's great. So I do get to train with her. I do train, like I said before, sometimes at like Longo Weidman, I train with Jenny Nadell. Love you, wife. She's the best.
Hey, Jenny.
She's fighting on Friday.
Oh, she has a combat capitale.
Yeah.
Yes.
So excited. I don't know why. Let's talk to you people, you promoters. Cut it out with having all the shows on the same day.
It happens all the time.
They do it on purpose.
They do.
It's stupid because I know a lot of people and now I have to drive all over the damn place
to
see everybody.
Yeah.
I have to go to Westbury. I have to go to Manhattan.
Yeah.
I have to go to all these places. I'm not cloned. I am not cloned, although I wish I was. But so now, like, I hate you guys. It's just not
No, it's
cool.
True. Like, the weekend of the 15th and 16th, not only is there Bellator, I have friends fighting on that. CFFC, I have friends fighting on that. I'm like, okay, so can I be in Connecticut and New Jersey at the same time? No.
I can't be in Westbury and Manhattan at the same time either,
it's
but
not
I'm going
happen.
To do
Yeah,
my
you gotta try to make it happen.
Best. I'm yeah. like, Jenny, can they make it
That's
the last
All
fight?
You can do is do your best. Try your hardest, do your
I'm
best.
I'm gonna be like, drive here, stop yeah. there, yeah. go there, yeah. you know. Ugh,
and
stop
the Capitale
it.
Is a beautiful venue.
Oh, I love going to the Capitale.
It's a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
It really is. I love that place. Chrissy, we have about 10 minutes left, so I want to talk about
We've just been
some
sitting
news.
Here chatting the
I
whole
know.
Time.
That's why I love doing this, because it's like an hour is just boom, right away. I do want to ask you, excuse me, about any fight news coming up.
I actually, so weird that you say that. I just spoke with Bobby Campbell today. Hey, Bobby. What's
Jack
going on?
Jackhammer Fights.
Yes. And his 10th anniversary show, which is a show that he actually, like, tried to get me to have my comeback fight on, but I blew that out of the water. I will be fighting for an ISK pro title. So
That's
I'm actually
amazing.
Super excited about it. I'll be the main event on his card once again, which is my favorite.
Yeah, how could you not love that?
I mean,
if you
like,
weren't, I would have been shocked.
He was like, do you want to be the main event? I'm like... Duh.
When I saw that, I was like, there's no way they're not having you the main. I mean, you know what I mean? It would have just been silly to put you as an, you know,
but
anything
as a,
else.
Like, I've been a main event on amateur shows before. And, you know, it is what it is. But as a pro, like, being a main event, I don't know. It was a little something special. It was an honor and it was really cool.
That's
so
amazing.
It was exciting. So now, this time will finally be for a title, my first pro title with the ISK. I had a couple of ISK amateur belts, so it'd be nice to get that pro belt.
That's amazing.
Nothing was really released yet, no fighters. I know that they have a list of fighters that I'm sure they have to go through. But it was approved, and it's going to happen. I'm sure we'll find somebody.
I am so stoked for that.
Wait.
And I'm so honored to have this released on In the Girls Corner. I'm very, very excited. That couldn't be better. And I mean, I especially because this is your second fight back. And
yes,
I think you deserve it.
And actually, this fight, there was a charity that I worked for a very long time. And I kind of, like, with my comeback fight with Christmas and, like, just training to get ready, like, not that I put them on, like, I just kind of just was like, let's get this one out of the way and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But this fight... I will really be back with Support the Kid. That's one of the charities I work for. Okay. And they help kids with cancer. And my friend Nick was really, who founded it. He's the one who started me fighting again. So it's another, like, dedication fight to him.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And, I know I want to talk about some sponsors, your sponsors, and then before I thank mine, because I figured, you know, let's give you the floor to thank anybody that you would like to.
Well, I always thank my gym, Long Island MMA, and Long Island Strength and Performance, Rob, Ryan, all the guys down there. I love them. My family for putting up with me and my hangriness and my tiredness throughout my fight camps. I feel bad for them. The girls at my job. Because, you know, they have to deal with me, too. Probably more so than my family. They see me a lot more. So I feel bad for you guys, too, and I love you. And Crowned Clothing Line, he's always hooks me up. Amazing. He's my favorite. So
amazing.
That's what I got. Oh, my girls that support the kid because they're amazing too.
I love it. I love it. I think that's awesome. And to have something to, you know, actually have it dedicated to your fight is just, and I like that you work with charity. We're going to have to talk about that later on. Yes. I think that's amazing. And I would like to thank our sponsors, Clean Slate Laser, Existence Plus Magazine, SimPlay, where we're at. Thank you very much for allowing us to have our show here. I'd like to thank Island Outdoor LLC, ACC MMA, and MMA UK. Thank you again for allowing us to have In the Girls Corner on your platform. And you guys could like, subscribe, share to all of them. Chrissy, do you have any social media that you'd like people to find you at?
I'm a female. Of course I have social media.
I just have
On Facebook, I'm Chrissy the Doll Yandoli. On Instagram, I am just Chrissy the Doll, I think, with underscores. Chrissy underscore the underscore doll. I have to make it complicated.
It's a lot.
It doesn't look like a lot, but when you're typing it out, it's like a little annoying. I know I have to do it.
And you're on Twitter.
I am on Twitter. I think that is just regular Chrissy Yandoli.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just, you know, keep it.
That's awesome. And keep I will me. Have a lot of information coming up about Chrissy's fight. We'll probably have you on again before the fight.
Yes,
anytime
absolutely.
You want to come on, you are welcome to. I had fun doing this. So, yeah, we'll definitely get that going again. And I'll be promoting your fights. You just send me any information you have. Also, shout out Caitlin's kickboxing class.
Yes, Long Island MMA in Farmingdale, 7 p.m., Caitlin's kickboxing class. It's amazing. First class is free for anybody, and it's open. What's the word I'm looking for?
All
experience.
Yeah.
It's open experience for anyone who wants to come down and give it a try.
And that is, in case you guys don't know, because some people might not, Caitlin Chookagian. Did I?
I don't know.
I might have butchered it. And if I did, I'm so sorry,
Blonde
Caitlin.
Fighter.
Yes. She is awesome. She's a UFC fighter. I don't know if she has any fights coming up. She did.
I feel like she just had one.
Was it? It wasn't Jessica Ai, was it? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I feel like she fought Jessica Ai. Awesome fight. I love them both, so I think it's great. And again, thank you so much to SimPlay for having us down here. And a special thank you to Existence Plus for making everything happen like you do. And again, MMA UK, thank you very much. And guys, give us a like, give us a follow, give us a share, and we will be back next month with another awesome episode of In the Girls Corner. Thanks for watching. I start where you all quit. My struggle was just a warm up before, but I won't tip. Are you facing the past? The people hurting you. See that person in the mirror, make sure nobody can touch you. You got a fighter in your veins, it's inside of your core frame, and your mind let it roar. And to those laughing, they're the ones on the floor, so they can tell you that you're nothing, it's building you up more. All that I face is just amazing and pants breaking. I shake and I gang, stable my legs and whole ass. While others cave and I grow braver, put my foot to the gas. Erase the bad, dig a grave for what was in the past. Yeah, that's all you ever should do. Forget the others, focus on you being better than you.
In the Girls Corner was filmed in front of a live studio audience at SimPlay in Hop Hog, New York.